Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good.
So today we are talking about the Southern Draw Rose of Sharon Toro. Cigar is 6 inch by 52 ring gauge, comes out of the Tabacalera Fernandez factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian sun-ground Connecticut. Binder is from Nicaragua, and the filler is Nicaraguan Viso and Seco, and Dominican Ligero and Piloto Cubano. Blended by Robert Holt. Price point is $9.50. Cigar was released in March of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
I thought it was a pretty good pre-light experience in terms of the look of the cigar. I thought the wrapper had a light caramel colored Claro shade wrapper. Not shade as in like the way it's grown, but like the color.
Right.
Soft pressed cigar has a tight visible seams, well pressed veins, uniform give on the entire cigar, a little bit on the firmer side. No soft spots. Head finish off with a really well applied triple cap. When I smell the wrapper, I got dominant barnyard. A little bit of cedar coming through. Smelling the enclosed foot, sharp white pepper and dried nuts, and cold draw. Got like a little bit of a lip tingling and tongue tingling, kind of a white pepper going on. Cigar ash and dried cardboard. So pretty good.
Yeah, wrapper was a very light yellowish brown. Had a couple decent sized veins that were visible, and the seams were pretty visible just due to vein placement, but they were rolled smoothly. Head finished off with a well applied triple cap, and as is tradition, the foot's folded over, wrapper leaf covered. Standard company band is present along with a pink and gold secondary band that displays the line name. Aroma from the wrapper was a very faint mix of leather and hay, while the foot, even though it was covered, seemed to give a very sweet hay note. Pre-light draw brings that kind of same faint hay and leather mixture that I was getting from the wrapper, with a little bit of addition of some spice that was present on my lips. So getting into the flavor, what was your experience like?
Starting from the first third, tremendous amount of sweet cream, balanced by black pepper, inch in. Soft, dry wood enters the profile. When I was rush inhaling, I got deeper black pepper, a very full flavored amount of roasted nuttiness. Finish, medium in length with sweetened cream, soft black pepper, and a faint dry wood. Strength and body within the entire cigar in general is just medium. Now, moving on to the second third, two notable changes. The profile becomes slightly that dry wood and black pepper dominant over that sweetened cream. And then a nice baking spice kind of gives a more of a richness to the complexity of the cigar. Retro still delivers that more than slightly more intense, but not overbearing black pepper and that same rich roasted nuttiness. Finish becomes longer. With the same dry wood and soft black pepper, but it loses out on that sweet cream. Moving on to the last third, it pretty much mimics the second third in pretty much every single way. Still profile centered around that slightly dry wood, black pepper, taper sweet cream, and baking spices. Retro still, deeper black pepper and that rich roasted nuttiness. Finish fairly lengthy with dry wood and soft black pepper. So. All in all, a as expected kind of a easygoing Connecticut shade cigar for me.
Yeah, for me, the initial draws brought a cinnamon toast note, but after a few draws, that kind of faded away and more of a black pepper note and wood mixture took over the profile. Half inch in, pepper mellows a little bit, which reveals the underlying sweetness as the wood kind of remained constant. An inch in, some cream joined that mix of wood and pepper. Retrohale was a slightly dialed back version of that same profile. And as the third was coming to a close, the creamy wood and the black pepper were really working well together. Pepper had a nice long finish as well. And the strength in the first third was just slightly above medium. Getting into the second third, wood kind of took front stage as the cream faded away and the pepper was more of a background note. And then at half an inch in, pepper completely left the profile with some slight cream that was returning to support that wood note. Retrohale, just kind of a toasty wood note. At an inch and a quarter, some bitterness joined that slightly creamy wood. And then as the third was coming to a close, that bitterness had gone away and it was replaced by a slight vegetal note that kind of combined with the creamy wood. And strength was still slightly above medium. Getting to the final third, profile primarily wood, slight cream note in the background, quarter inch in, Toasty note joins the wood while the cream was still in the background. Retrohale also carried that toasty wood note. And then at an inch in, toast and cream leave, and the profile was just wood. And that's kind of how the cigar finished out, and strength was still at the slightly above medium mark. So let's get into performance. For burn and draw, what was your experience like?
I thought both burn and draw was absolutely perfect. In terms of the burn, cool burning cigar, razor sharp burn line, sturdy ashes averaging inch and a half increments. Never had to reuse my lighter, of course, after the initial toast. Draw, perfect. Struck that really perfect balance between, just having enough resistance and airflow. So really good constructive cigar.
Yeah, burn for me was just a little bit wavy, but it always kept up with itself. Not really any big deals to worry about. And just like you, Ash held on an inch and a half increments. And similar to you, I thought the draw was perfect. Just the right amount of resistance that I prefer. Had to pay really no attention to the construction at all. So I was just able to focus on flavor. So that's always a great time. So overall, what were your thoughts?
I thought it was a good cigar. When I think of a well-made Connecticut quote-unquote shade cigar, which this one technically isn't a sun-grown, it has to hit the mark on one main thing. It has to be definitely creamy in nature, balanced out by, earthiness and pepper and just like spice. And I thought the Rose of Sharon did just that. But when I read that the wrapper had a sun-grown Connecticut and as well as Piloto Cubano, I expected a little fuller spice delivery, which I felt like that didn't quite deliver. But nonetheless, I really enjoy the cigar. And, Connecticut shades in terms of kind of like my personal wheelhouse, it really is right there for me. So, enjoyed it. Would enjoy more in the future for sure.
Yeah, I mean, although it was brief, that little cinnamon toast note that I got when it was just like kind of the wrapper from the close foot, it was really great. I dug it. After that, I kind of settled into a nice pepper and wood note. Kind of kept transitioning from there. Final throw was a little bit of a drop off, but it was still overall pretty good. As expected, construction is fantastic. Pretty much all the Southern Draw stuff and stuff that comes out of the AJ Fernandez factory is top notch. I think this is another one of those newer Connecticuts, kind of gives a little bit more body, a little more strength. Final throw was a little bit more traditional Connecticut style, but I think this is another solid offering from Southern Draw. I'm definitely interested in trying the other Vitolas of this cigar. I'd recommend giving it a try, and I mean, it's an easy call for me to say that I'm gonna smoke more of these. So getting into the scores, I gave it a 6.72. You gave it a 7.17. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
It matches really well. Overall, I thought the actual the flavor delivery was good, and I thought the burn and draw, of course, was perfect. So it should hit right around that low 7.
Yeah, mine's the same. I scored the final third average on the flavor delivery just because it kind of went into that traditional Connecticut style for me. But same as you, construction was fantastic. So I just had a slight drop on the burn for a little bit of waviness. And then the difference in the scoring for the final third was the only difference that we had, really. So yeah, it matches up well. It's a high 6s for me. Definitely something that I'd smoke more of. Any other final thoughts from you on this cigar?
No, I was thinking about Robert Holt's the Quick Draw Connecticut shade that he has. Mm-hmm. When I was smoking this, I was thinking, "Oh, which one do I like better? Do I like that one better? Do I like this one better?" I prefer both. I mean, I think it does just enough to distinguish from each other,
right?
And especially on the spice category, but both serve its own purpose. But anyways, just thought about that.
Yep, I'd agree with you. They're different enough that they're not. It's not too much of an overlap between the two. So, all right. If you're just catching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can also catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.